Kevin MacDonald from Carlow. Kevin, unfortunately, I have to start with the most recent game you played against Laois in the Division 2A League final. I was watching a fair bit of that, and Carlow will be disappointed with that because I think you're capable of playing much better than you played in that game.
Absolutely. It was just one of those days where nothing went right for the forwards or the backs. There was a lot of missed chances. Like, having looked back on the game, if we had converted the chances that we did create, like we could have been in with a chance of getting the win with the last 10 minutes. You know, you never know what's going to happen. But it was very disappointing end of the league. We do have promotion for next year, so that is the main objective at the start of the year, get back up to Division 1. But it was a very disappointing end, yes.
You have Tom O'Leary on board, one of our own lads from Kilkenny there. A great coach and a great motivator. And I'm sure he was quite disappointed last week because Tom sets very high standards in his training and everything to do with Carlow Hurling.
Absolutely. Like Tom and then his brother will say Paddy as well. The two boys are in there. They've been doing great work for the last 3 years with us. Like at the very start, the first year in, we're going through a transition, you know, bleeding in new lads from under 20. It's the case now. We are in a good position, but we're all very disappointed with how it went last weekend.
Now, playing with Carlow in the Leinster Junior Hurling Championship, that's important to players like you because you get to play at the top level, and I'm sure you want that to carry on as far as possible.
Absolutely. Like we seen the other day, like we played against Laois, and Laois would say hurdles off the pitch more or less on last Sunday, and it's the case they've been playing to that high standard for the last few years, whether it's Division 1 or Leinster Championship. We're looking forward now to playing against all the big teams, whether it's up in Salt Hill or up in Antrim, or, you know, we have 3 home games as well. We're looking forward to every single one of those games, and, you know, hopefully there'll be the big crowd in there supporting us and cheering us on as well.
And you won't feel overawed by the occasion one bit. I mean, you feel that you're now at that top table, and let's get in there and perform, and who knows what might happen.
Yeah, like for most of us, like a lot of us have played there in 2019 after winning the John McDonagh in 2018. We played against those big teams. We had some tough losses, but at the same time, we had some great competition as well. Our very first round back then was against Galway. We lost by 6 or 7 points, which was, you know, it was very, very good. It matched, we'll say, our league round against them where we drew with them in Watchcullen Park. So our lads can hurl at that standard. It's just important that we, you know, there will be some losses, but we just have to be able to dust ourselves down and go again.
It's important also for the emerging young players, the hurlers in Carlow as well, that they see operating at this level and they know what they have to do to get to that level as well. That's important.
It is, and like I said, there's a good few lads coming in there from under 20, like Tom O'Leary and Christy Keeley. They would have been over them when they were under 20 and minors, so like they are bringing those lads with them up through the ranks, and it's the case, like they might get a shock in one or two games, you know, playing against a high standard, but no doubt they'll find their feet and they'll be ready, you know, halfway through championship or journey.
Now, a lot of the Carlow players over the years have played in the Kilkenny All County Leagues and all of that. I'm not sure, have you played in it yourself? You have indeed. How did you find that as helping to develop your hurling?
Like, with regards to all the club teams in Carlow, like we have gained an unbelievable amount of experience by playing in the Kilkenny League. Like I think most of the clubs are still playing it at the moment as well. Like we've got some success. We won a few leagues over there. Like, it brings up the standard because, you know, in Carlow we do have very few clubs, and that's kind of the main downfall that we have. So it's great to get to compete against other clubs around Kilkenny as well, who are always playing at a high standard.
That's very important, and as you said, you've had a few successes along the way, and that's nice to know that you're not just competing for the sake of competing. There's a bit of a reward at the end of it.
It is, and like, look, there isn't too many clubs in Carlow, but like at the same time, when Carlow clubs win the county championship, they do progress on the Leinster, and we've seen that with our club, we'll say, in 2013, after winning the Leinster title, and you see St Mullins there getting to Leinster finals as well. Like, there is great hurling in Carlow, and you know, it's important that we showcase that now in Leinster championship to all the other counties who are going to get to see us hurl.
What about when you meet Kilkenny? I mean, that obviously is, you've seen the success of Kilkenny over the years, and I can understand if you're a bit envious about that. That would be natural. But I mean, to play against Kilkenny, it must be a great thrill for yourselves.
It is. Look, it's going to be a great thrill and a great honour to get to play against those players and get to play against the teams who've won numerous All-Irelands over the years. Like, you'd always hear stories of Carlow against Kilkenny, and they would have been played in McGrath Park in Bagnestown. Like, they would have great battles in as well. And, you know, you might see in the programme today we do play them, how Carlow probably, they might have bet them once or twice. I don't know off the top of my head, but like, there has been great battles. So we hope that our game against Kilkenny now in that Watchcullen Park is a battle as well, and we look forward to it.
How does Tom motivate you now after what happened last Sunday against Laois? What does Tom have to do to motivate you guys? Or do you know already that what happened is just, you won't cut it in Leinster if you perform that way?
Yeah, I don't think Tom has to do much to motivate us after last Sunday. Like, we all felt we let ourselves down, we let the fans down who came in to watch us, and it's the case. We want to prove that we are a better hurling team than what we were last Sunday. Like, we're after getting promoted to Division 1 for next year. We want to keep the standards going up and up year in, year out, and game by game. So it's not going to take any motivation from Tom or any of the management to get us motivated for a championship. We want to correct the wrongs at the league final and see how we get on.
Of course, you said, you know, you need to do well because you're back in Division 1, you're in the first division next year, albeit in the second tier, but nevertheless, huge competition there. So a good Leinster campaign will set you up well for next year.
Absolutely. Like we want to make sure that we're pushing the standards year in, year out. Like some lads, it might be their last year, Easter, for example. It could be the case that they want to leave the jersey in a better place for next year when you have new lads coming in, fresh blood coming in for Division 1. Like it's always going to be an uphill battle for a small county like Carlow, but as long as we keep progressing a bit by bit, we'll get there eventually.
Kevin, thanks for chatting to us, and I wish you well. And of course, stay injury free. That's most important of all, because the campaign is over a very short period of time. Does that worry that it's over a short period of time?
It does. Like realistically, our campaign could be over in 8 weeks' time from now. It sounds frightening, the fact that the first round is only in 2 weeks and it could be finished in 8 weeks. It is very, very quick. You know, it's important that everyone gets the body right. For our first game against Galway, we're playing them, and then we have Dublin 6 days later. So there's no chance really for anyone to pick up injuries. We have to try to stay as fresh as possible.
Kevin, lovely chat to you.
Thanks a million.